And then I found out that when you put a dog in the pool, they automatically pee. So I didn't even know, but she peed on me. So that's also cool.
Welcome to Highly Questionable. I'm Dan Lebitard. Katie Nolan loves talking about her dog.
Yeah.
Pablo Torre is here as well. Let's get started.
It's important to know. I also got peed on this week, by the way.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Now we can't use it. Thank you, Pablo.
I mean, it's my daughter. It's not a joke.
Oh, that's right. Yes. I always forget you have a kid.
Jaylen Brown called their last second loss to the Raptors a disgrace. Should the Celtics now be worried?
This one had to hurt here. Let's take you. These were fun 5 seconds for the end of the game. Let's take you to the tie game situation where Kemba Walker is coming down the court, and you never see this pass made this well to get this shot. Oof. This late. Oh. And we will forget it, of course, because of everything that happened next. Yes, there it is. That's Taco Fall. Taco Fall was in the game for 5/10 of a second, and he was a -3 because of that right there. And you will see a super happy Kyle Lowry. He finds the cameras. This didn't feel exactly like the playoffs because of how quiet it was. That moment deserves a swaying crowd and some craziness. The Celtics seem to match up very well with the Raptors. They're the only team that have bothered the Raptors in the bubble, but I don't want to look at the macro. I just want to look at those last 5/10 of a second.
I don't want to look at that.
Why not,
ever
Katie?
Again?
Why wouldn't you want to look
at
that?
Well, because that I'm a Celtics fan. And look, as a Sixers fan, you can't talk. I guess the question was, are we worried that this is it for the Celtics or that the Raptors are going to win?
Disgrace.
And
disgrace.
That's what it was. Great. Thank you. Because the questions are disgrace. So important on this show. I would say it wasn't a disgrace. It is funny that you said, Dan, that Taco was in the game for like half of a second. And it was that he wasn't tall enough to stop that play from happening is a little bit mind-blowing. I would say that this is something that would give Raptors fans hope, whereas there really was none. And had they lost, it would have been an impossible hole for them to crawl out of, especially in a bubble scenario. So it is weird that in sports media, things go from either being like, there's no way they can win, or like, they're going to win now. But that's what we do. I understand that. The only thing that concerns me is, you know, when you like smell something and immediately it makes you remember like a specific scenario. I worry that like a last second buzzer beater is going to remind the Raptors that like they can do this and they've done this before. So I think it all probably hangs in the balance of the next game, but I'm not giving up on the Celtics just yet. What about you, Pablo?
You know, whenever I smell chlorine, it actually does remind me of a time I was bullied at the YMCA. I would not wish that flashback upon these Celtics for anything in this world. It's traumatic that way. In fact, the reason why the Celtics should be terrified is because how confident the Raptors are should be super scary to them. The Raptors won the title last year. They came into this year. No one expected anything. They are incredible. They're only stopped, as Dan says, by the Celtics. And now they have this wide open door. As Fred VanVleet said after the game, they bleeped up. They bleeped up. 3-0 is a very different proposition than 2-1. And so now, I mean, if you play that play again, if you just roll it back, watch Marcus Smart at the top of the arc, Katie Nolan. Mm-mm. Watch him, because he's the only one on the court who knows what's happening. When the Celtics are on defense and they are defending that shot, Marcus Smart sees Daniel Theis messing up, Jaylen Brown messing up. He covered Pascal Siakam as he should have. But Kyle Lowry threw a 55-foot trick shot video. Dan, I think it's the greatest shot I've ever seen. Is there a better shot in NBA history than that one by OG Anunoby with 0.5 seconds left to win a playoff game?
I mean, Ray Allen shot, Kyrie Irving shot. Those were finals games. It wasn't a buzzer beater the way that was.
But degree of difficulty like that.
Excuse me, Jordan in Space Jam?
Yes, that's a good one. She got us on that one, Pablo. She did. She got you.
Did she?
You know what, Pablo? There actually has been a better shot.
The process. That's right. The process,
what?
Pablo.
What?
Yes, this was a pretty good one.
Oh, no.
Pretty good one.
No, we don't have to do this. We don't have to do this. This was the only thing keeping these Sixers from winning the NBA title. I remain convinced. Four bounces. We talk about sports. Sports is just a random roulette wheel spinning.
It's getting worked up.
bounces.
Yes.
Let it out.
Wow. Wow. That was a game seven, four. Too, which makes it a bigger
Much
shot
bigger.
Than a game
Much
three.
Bigger. This shot was nothing.
Boop, boop, boop. Not done yet. Boop. Yeah, that four.
Do you think that the cute little microball Rockets can give the giant Lakers problems tonight?
That is an inventive basketball team. And if they're able to give the Lakers problems over seven games, it is because they are an inventive basketball team, because they're going to go small ball and take all the threes and see if they could bomb away in a way that they're not as terrible as they were in that game seven against the Warriors when they were missing so many of their 53s. Can they take the math of the game and not care about Giants? Just take it to where the evolution is going and see if you can bomb the Lakers from beyond. I don't think they can do it, but they're the team best equipped to do it because they're the only one that plays like this.
Yeah, the case for the Houston Rockets, number one, rests on the fact that as much as we like to call them cute and cuddly and teeny tiny, they're not that small. Like, they are shorter than all the other teams we've seen in terms of their collective size, but James Harden is maybe the best post defender in the NBA this season. Look at that guy. Nothing about that guy's body type says, oh, you're small. No, he is an enormous dude, thick through the middle, all that stuff. And the Houston Rockets, when they match up against the Lakers, will have one opportunity to take advantage of a vulnerability that LeBron James and Anthony Davis on the floor brings them. Because they're a really good team with LeBron and Anthony Davis, but they give up so much at the free throw line. When Anthony Davis is on the floor, as much as he is a great defender, guys draw fouls in the paint over and over and over again. And Dan, you know what team loves to draw fouls at the paint? The Houston Rockets and James Harden and Russell Westbrook. So just prepare for this game to be incredibly long, as well as perhaps more unpredictable than you might think.
Yeah, I mean, the Rockets, they shot an average of 51 threes per game in their last series, and the Lakers never tried more than 39 against Portland. So, like, mathematically, which I'm an expert at, 3 times 39, 3 times, I mean, let's not talk about efficiency, but since everybody is doing the thing we always do in this show, which is I think we all prepare to defend the underdog, and then everybody does it, so then nobody says the obvious thing. The Rockets barely beat the Thunder. So right. I don't know if this is going to be the tight and close and exciting matchup that we all want it to be, but for the sake of our jobs and having an interesting show next week, let's say it's going to be really interesting. Lakers in 7.
Here is the counter argument to the argument I just made before, by the way. It's just look at James Harden. It's the same argument, but the conclusion is instead, he was tired. Well, he was so tired, Dan, at the end of the game. At the end of that game, he was exhausted.
And it's going to affect your jumper. It's going to make you 1 for 9 from 3. But I just don't know what you're doing with the analysis here of we just looked at Lakers and Rockets, and you were talking about thick in the middle. James Harden, thick in the middle is how you described him. And then you said all that stuff. I have not heard that as analysis. He's really strong is what James Harden is. Is that what you meant to say?
I meant there's a lot of him to love.
He's thick in the middle, like a double stuff Oreo.
I'm thick in the middle. How do you think I'm going to do in the post?
I think you'd be great. Get out Show us what you got.
Dan, James Harden is thick in the middle. You're thick.
That's a lot of C's. He's doing a lot of C's for emphasis.
All the C's. Lots of consonants before you get to the K. Mm. If there is a K, it might just be C's forever.
I don't even think there
forever.
Is one. Okay. Yeah, no.
Yeah, just like finger on the C button for eternity.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
Oh, that was an attack I was not expecting at the end of that. You may have caught me on camera flinching in a way that was legitimately scared.
Do you question if this is a convincing sales pitch?
All right, we're going to go out to an equipment expo. I did not know we were still doing those during a pandemic, but it depends on what your state you're in, I guess. Let's go out to an equipment expo and see what happens.
Oh, my God. Men, why?
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Wow, Kyle Lowry.
What is this an expo for?
I think that's cups. I think he is selling cups that protect that region of your body if you happen to be around Chris Paul.
You guys are obsessed with your nether regions.
Let me know,
is that a successful sales pitch to you? Because to me, it just makes the guy who created it look like a moron.
So that was bad, but I actually think I may have seen worse.
Oh, God. No. Run the 7-minute reel. Oh, I hate there this so much.
Yes. Yes.
Building a railroad track on that guy's nether region.
Do you question if this is a chill passenger?
All right, we've got a car is all they have told me. They have told me we are in this country and it's a car. That's all the information I have.
So it's not live leak.
Gotta get out.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Who's this old guy?
Help me.
Oh, he's like one of those Rainforest Cafe tree frogs.
No. Is this that unusual to people in other states? Because, like, I live in a swamp, and so these kinds of things are all over the place. And because we're on their land, they are very chill around us.
Chill? Because this thing looks like it's about yelp.
Oh, that was an attack I was not expecting at the end of that. You may have caught me on camera flinching in a way that was legitimately scared.
Yeah, well,
after saying... After saying I have
that.
These creatures all around me, you will see me. You've got to play that several times. I got scared as if it was jumping into my fat face.
While you're making the case that these are benevolent animals who allow us to intrude on their land and they're very chill
about it. I wake up every morning
it.
Covered in alligators. I am not scared of anything like a you tiny city little slickers. Frog. Can the producers actually slow that down so that the audience can watch how horrifying that had to be. If you've got a cigarette in one hand and you've got your hand on the steering wheel and now coming straight into the shot. It's horrifying. How about that? Like, that's the nether regions of a frog headed straight for your nose.
Do you question if this nurse was too chill?
I'm sorry. Say that again. This nurse what?
Leave that in.
Do you question if this nurse was too chill?
Oh, the nurse was too chill. Okay, let's see what we have here. Medical procedure. That's all the information they've given me.
Oh, what is this show?
We go out to Russia. Is this going to be unpleasant? How unpleasant is this?
It already is.
That's like one of those scopes. That's a scope so far.
And attached to it.
Oh, my
what
God.
What is that?
Oh, my God. A snake? A snake? Are you kidding me? A snake, a 4-foot snake. I want everyone to look at Katie's face. Her face is not
watching.
It's that horrifying. That horrifying. Oh
just
my
like
God.
Just like a magician's scarf of a snake.
How scarring it must be to have a snake somehow go down your throat, which I'm going to need more info on, by the way. And then when they have to get it out, they put a snake-looking device down your throat.
Just a solid 8 foot of snake and or snake-like properties.
Okay, so apparently this woman was on a camping trip, and while she was sleeping, a snake, a 4-foot snake, crawled down her throat.
No!
Yeah, I didn't realize that when you went camping, you were at risk of a snake crawling inside of you and committing suicide by treating you like you are a larger snake. Like,
that
snake just dove into someone else. That's insane.
You know that fake statistic they always say about, like, the average human eats, like, 7 spiders?
Spiders, yeah.
In their lifetime? That, which is probably not based in any fact, like, keeps me up at night because I'm so afraid of spiders. The thought of how do you sleep through snake?
That's a great question right there. That is a heavy sleeping person that was on that. In fact, they didn't sedate that person. That person just sleeps that heavy.
She doesn't seem that chill.
Yeah.
I really don't think that the question matters. I think we just wanted to show, hey, you guys want to see a snake pulled out of a human being's throat?
In New England, Patriots camp.
Cam Newton is your starter quarterback. Cam Newton is your captain. It's going to be fun to watch Katie's Patriots and see what they are this year. Also fun to watch Bill Belichick acting. Let's see what we have here.
What?
Whoa. Bill Belichick? Really? You're right. I, sh- Just get a delicious footlong from Subway. That would be better.
What?
Yeah. Now you look better, too.
Thank you.
Wow.
Nope.
Oof. Oof. Pablo, are you intrigued so bad? Why does he do that? He shouldn't do that.
I am intrigued, Dan, because we've all been involved in like TV shoots of some kind. There is no way that Bill Belichick and that dude were in the same place at the same time, which means that Bill Belichick probably got paid like seven figures for saying literally six words and talking to nobody. Amazing grift by Bill Belichick.
I mean, that's his constant grift. That is his job, to get paid money to say no words to anybody. So it's very on brand. I know you're going to ask if I'm intrigued. Yes, I'm intrigued, but not only am I intrigued, I feel vindicated because we showed a clip or a picture of Bill Belichick sitting on a bench a couple episodes ago or 6 months ago, because time is a flat circle and I don't remember. And I said that it was a Subway commercial and I made the incredible joke. Can you imagine having to direct Bill Belichick in a commercial, a tedious commercial? That was definitely the $5 foot longest day of his life.
Wow.
Look at that. Wow. What a callback. Wilbon and Kornheiser for a decade have been doing the I told you I said that thing would happen yesterday.
Roll
and look
the tape.
At Katie. A callback from months ago.
Tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. Eastern, the 146th running of the Kentucky Derby.
This show has been on almost 10 years, and we keep playing videos again and again and again, so much so that Pablo has seen them all and Katie has seen them all, but they have not seen them all because we go back into the Wayback File. Spicer Cub, a highly questionable favorite at the very inception of highly questionable. Wait till you see the faces on Pablo and Katie as they watch this race involving Spicer Cub.
And here's Turbin, who's been taken to the outside for the final ball. Spicer Cub. Spicer Cub shifted out again.
Oh, no.
Spicer Cub just went, just went outside of the starting gate. That was.
Does
the
he win?
Rail.
Please let him win.
Spicer Cub.
Come on, baby.
Miracles?
What?
Turbin, Spicer Cub on the outside.
What
the
poor
Spicer
announcer.
Cub and the X-Man on an adventurous ride in a photo finish
no
with
way.
Turbin.
I'm the X-Man.
Turbin, Spicer Cub, their rider lost the irons with Spicer Cub.
He's just rotten now.
That is unbelievable. Pablo, are you intrigued?
I am not intrigued because nothing can compare to the character of Spicer Cub, which I truly can't believe I just met just now. Wow.
How have you guys not seen that? Katie, are you intrigued?
Yeah, I need a Spicer Cub t-shirt and I need it yesterday. But also, I mean, that should be a disqualification. You can't run outside of the playing field.
Oh, for the love of God, Katie, you criticize the announcer's creaky
Look,
voice.
It's
and now
disrespectful
you disqualify
to
the
horses to not
Come
hold
on.
Them to the same standard Come that on. We hold football players. I mean,
How
if
you
honestly
take,
them seriously as athletes, Dan, you have to show them the same respect.
In Lincoln, Nebraska, local access television.
Ugh. Oh, this brave show does not fear mixing sports and politics. Look, let's go out to a local election of some sort, a local meeting in Nebraska. Politics.
Yeah.
We're going to get suspended.
Lincoln has the opportunity to be a social leader in this country. We have been casually ignoring a problem that has gotten so out of control that our children are throwing around names and words without even understanding their true meaning and treating things as though they're normal. I go into nice family restaurants and I see people throwing this name around and pretending as though everything is just fine. I'm talking about boneless chicken wings.
Excuse me?
I propose that we as a city remove the... Excuse me, I'm trying to...
Yeah.
Excuse me. I propose that we as a city remove the name boneless wings from our menus and from our hearts. These are our reasons why. Number one, nothing about boneless chicken wings actually come from the wing of a chicken. Number two, boneless chicken wings are just chicken tenders, which are already boneless. I propose that we rename boneless wings in the city of Lincoln. We can call them buffalo-style chicken tenders. We can call them wet tenders. We can call them saucy nugs or trash. We can take these
saucy
steps
nugs.
And show the country that where we stand and that we understand that we've been living a lie for far too long. And we know it because we feel it in our bones.
Oh, God.
Yeah, not a syllable of untruth. He's easy to make fun of, but he's right about every single thing that he said. Pablo, are you intrigued?
I am intrigued. I was going to mourn the person behind him in line who was going to talk about like education reform and had to sit through all of that. And then I realized that we, highly questionable, are the that guy of ESPN. And everyone else probably looks at him like they look at us.
That is exactly right. Katie, are you intrigued?
Yeah, that's a great point. I will say, though, it takes some real saucy nugs to, in the midst of a pandemic and the fight against racial injustice, to take time from a local government to discuss the semantics of what we're calling Buffalo
wanted to repeat saucy nugs.
It takes some real white meat, spicy, saucy nugs.
Saucy nugs. This is all anyone's going to remember from today's show. Katie Nolan, sports with a question mark. Pablo Torre, ESPN Daily. She just wanted to send you into the weekend saying saucy nugs.
Saucy nugs.
Saucy nugs. Pablo, can you do it at the ASMR?
Oh, God, this is unpleasant. All right, I'll see you guys.
Saucy nugs.
You're so bad at it.